Happy New Year. Welcome to a new year. Welcome to 2024. I'm Coach Maria, your high performance coach, and so glad that you joined me on this first day of January. 2024 is here, my friends, and the new year brings a fresh start for everyone. Here's what happens. We declare all those resolutions. We hit the reset button on our life. We hit the reset button on our relationships and our careers. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing because it's time. It's time now to get your swagger back. And I don't mean that in a negative way. I mean, you know, some people think swagger is a negative thing. I think it's a great thing because swagger is simply the way you present yourself to the world. You know, get your swagger back. It's the way you handle a situation. And it can be demonstrated in how you walk, how you talk, how you dress, and how you present. So swagger, and I'm kind of swagging as I'm talking to you today, it's the ability to manifest who you really are, and you hold on to it in the face of all the psychological crap that's going on around you. You can still show your swagger. You have one face, one truth, one heart, and you show up. You show up with it no matter where you are, no matter who you're with, and no matter what's happening around you. So my friends, welcome to 2024. Get your swagger back so you can soar in 24. And on this beautiful day of the new year, I have some questions that I want to pose to you, because it's important that we ask ourselves these questions as we're moving into the new year. And by the way, I don't want you to be one of those individuals that waits. I mean, sometimes it takes people the entire month of January to get their mojo going, get their swagger back. And I don't want that to be you. I want you to show up today, ready to tackle the new year, because every year brings the promise of a fresh start. So embrace this opportunity that you have now to leave behind any regrets, any disappointments, any missed opportunities. That's the past. Use the lessons learned from the past year just as stepping stones to build a stronger, happier, and more fulfilling future for you, your friends, your family, your career. Boom. Let's go, baby. Let's go. I want you to really have a good new year. But before we get into the new year, I want to ask you some questions. So take a pencil and a piece of paper and write these questions down. What were the highlights of your 2023? Now, I asked every single one of my coaching clients this. I said, let's talk about the highlights. What were you most proud of? What were you most proud of? There are some moments that stood out, some highlights for you. So like do your own little highlight reel, but write it down. And then the second question I want you to ask yourself is, what was the hardest part of this year? What was the hardest part? And guess what? You're still standing here. That's a good thing too. And then the third question I want to ask you is, what did you learn about yourself in 2023? And again, I just went through this exercise with my coaching clients, and it was a great exercise. And that's why I'm talking to you about it today, because they really had to think and say, whoa, what did I learn? What did I learn? And then let me ask you this. My next question for you is, what would you like to stop doing in 24? And what would you like to start doing? So what's something you could stop doing? And something you could start anew, fresh? And then the question is, what do you really want? What do you really want? And the question that goes with that one is, what are you willing to do? What is it you really want? And why do you want it? What do you really want? Why do you want it? How will you feel? And what are you willing to do? What are you willing to do? That's a tough question. Many, I don't know. Sometimes people get a little frustrated when they realize it may take a little bit of hard work. It may take me spending a couple extra hours a day doing some things I don't like. But at the end of the day, you got to commit. You got to commit if it's something that you really want. And that's why I was like, figure out what you want, where you want to go next, so you can just have a phenomenal 2024. And ask yourself this too. These are all great questions. I mean, thought-provoking questions. What do you want that really matters, or what really matters to you? What matters to you? What's so important that you will go to the mat and you will fight for it? So I want you to stop today for a little bit and just ask yourself these questions if you haven't done it already. Most of the people I know have done it, but it's the first of the year. It is time to let yourself soar in 2024. It's time to make your life easier in 2024. I want you to think about doing more of what you love. Do less of what you dread, and get rid of the crap that you hate to do. And just take one thing at a time. Now, I know we're not going to be able to get rid of everything, but just be just focused on getting rid of one little thing that you really don't like doing. And remember, it's a new year. We get to clean the slate and start anew. So what's in your future? What's in your future? Today, earlier, I kind of did a meditation with one of my mentors. And we kind of went through letting go of everything. Anger, frustration, fear that we had in 2023. Discouragement. So we went through this amazing meditation, and I'd love to go through it with you. But it was just a good way to release all of that negative energy and allow it to leave my body. It was so good to let it flow out of my body. And now I have room for expansion and growth and things that I really, 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 really love doing. And I know some of you are feeling a little discouraged in light of some of the things that happened in 2023. And let me tell you, I'm here to support you. I am here to support you. And the purpose of my life is to care for you, inspire you, and encourage you to be better every day. And I don't want you to do it alone. I want you to reach out and say, hey, I want to have a conversation. And I'm willing to have that conversation with you. Just take some action. Go to my calendly.com/Maria Bradfield. Schedule a 60-minute appointment. And let's talk about what your aspirations, ambitions, what your goals are for 2024. You can reset. I can reset. We can soar in 2024. And I want you to live the best life that you possibly can. Okay, I want you to live the best life that you possibly can. Not someone else's life, but your own life. So now I know that you know someone that needs to hear this message. So guess what I'm going to ask you to do? I'm going to ask you to share this message. It's not a long one. Just go ahead and share it now. Hit the share button, because we all need someone in our corner, shining the light on you, being awesome, being passionate, being dedicated, and helping people unlock the hidden potential that you all have. Let's unlock it and become the best that you can possibly be. I'm Coach Maria. I'm going to be here all year. I'm so excited, grateful, honored. Just can't say thank you enough for all the encouragement that you all have given me throughout the year. You have made my year outstanding, and you are the reason that I continue to show up. So please, share the message. Be the lighthouse for someone else in your life. And remember, stay focused, stay positive, always have fun, and no matter what you choose to be, do, or have, do it with intense passion, my friends, and I will talk to you next week.